Chapter 8. Collaborating with other users. This chapter explains how to use features that enhance collaboration between users. You'll learn about the caption panel, the braille panel, the screen curtain, and tiling visuals. You'll also learn how to mute speech and sound effects. Use the caption panel. You can display a panel on the screen that shows what VoiceOver is speaking. The caption panel is helpful when you're sharing your Mac with those around you who are sighted. Show or hide the panel. Do one of the following. Press VO Command F10. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver Utility, click the Visuals category, and then click Caption Panel. Select or deselect the Show Caption Panel checkbox to show or hide the caption panel, as well as the braille panel and the VoiceOver cursor. Press VO Command F11. Move or resize the panel. 1. Press VO Shift F10 until you hear the action you want to perform. For example, if you hear resizing but you want to move the caption panel, press the keys again to hear moving. 2. Press VO arrow keys to move or resize the caption panel. To move or resize in smaller increments, press Shift with the arrow keys. 3. When you're done, press the Escape key. When the caption and braille panels are displayed at the same time, they can sometimes cover each other. If this happens, move or resize them. Turn the screen black using screen curtain for added privacy. You can prevent those around you from reading the screen by using the screen curtain, which temporarily turns the screen black. The screen curtain is also useful for sighted users who want to avoid reading the screen while learning to use VoiceOver. Press VO Shift F11. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, triple tap with three fingers. To turn off the screen curtain, repeat the command or gesture. If you turn off VoiceOver while the screen curtain is on, the screen curtain is also turned off. Use the braille panel. Even if you don't have a braille display, you can show a panel on the screen that simulates a refreshable braille display, along with a language translation of the braille, so sighted and non-sighted users can read the same text at the same time. Show or hide the panel. Do one of the following. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver Utility, click the Visuals category, click Braille Panel, and then choose an option from the Show Braille Panel pop-up menu. For a description of this and the other options for the Braille Panel, click the Help button in the lower right corner of the pane. Press VO Command F9. This command also changes the setting in VoiceOver Utility. If you set the option to automatically show the braille panel when a braille display is connected or paired with your Mac, you must choose that setting again in VoiceOver Utility. To show or hide the braille panel, as well as the caption panel and the VoiceOver cursor, press VO Command F11. Move or resize the panel. 1. Press VO Shift F9 until you hear the action you want to perform. For example, if you hear resizing but you want to move the braille panel, press the keys again to hear moving. 2. Press VO arrow keys to move or resize the braille panel. To move or resize in smaller increments, press Shift with the arrow keys. 3. When you're done, press the Escape key. A resized braille panel can show more cells than maybe on the connected braille display. In this case, a thin rectangular line around some cells indicates the braille cells on the physical display. The braille panel displays what's on the screen even when you mute speech. When the braille and caption panels are displayed at the same time, they can sometimes cover each other. If that happens, move or resize them. Tile visuals. You can tile visuals, the voiceover cursor, the caption and braille panels, and voiceover menus on the screen. When you tile visuals, the voiceover cursor moves to the center of the screen and the rest of the screen is dimmed. Press VO-F10. If you're using a portable Mac, you may need to press VO-FNF10. The caption or braille panel moves to the top or bottom center of the screen, and the item in the voiceover cursor moves to the center of the screen. As you continue to navigate, the voiceover cursor stays in the center of the screen and you see the item you navigated to. To untile visuals, press VO-F10 again. Mute sound effects. Voiceover uses sound effects to let you know what's on the screen and to help you navigate. You can turn off voiceover sound effects without affecting the audio of other apps. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VO-F8. 2. Click Sound in the category table, and then select the Mute Sound Effects checkbox. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, avoid muting sound effects. Hearing the blank space sound effect is very useful in determining where items are located on the desktop. Mute speech. VoiceOver uses speech to let you know what's on the screen and to help you navigate. You can turn off VoiceOver speech without affecting the display in the caption or braille panels, or the audio of other apps. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VO-F8. 2. Click speech in the category table, and then click Voices. 3. Select the Mute Speech checkbox. To turn speech on again, deselect the checkbox. You can adjust the volume of VoiceOver speech, even to the point of muting it, by pressing VO command right arrow.